Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are starting the fifth and final parak of Meseches Maaser Sheni. Today we're learning Parak Hey Mishnah Aleph, and we are learning Parak Hey Mishnah Beis. Now the first five Mishnayos of Parak Hey are not about Maaser Sheni specifically, but they're about the halachos of Neta or Kerem Revah, the fruit of the fourth year of a tree. Now the reason why these halachos are mentioned here in the final parak of Maaser Sheni is because, as we're about to see, the halachos of Neta Revai, the fruit of the fourth year, are very similar to the halachos of Maaser Sheni themselves. The Torah tells us in Parshas Kedoshim that when a fruit tree is planted, the fruits that are produced during its first 3 years are prohibited, they're usur, and they cannot be eaten by anyone. These fruits are known as Arla, and there's a Masechta called Maseches Arla that we're going to learn about that discuss the halachos of the fruits during the first 3 years. The Torah, however, further describes and discusses and says that the fruit of the fourth year should also be treated as holy, as Kodesh, and that's referred to as Neta Revai. But unlike Arla fruits, Neta Revai or Kerem Revai fruits are treated just like Maaser Sheni, namely, they can either only be eaten and brought in Yerushalayim, or they can be redeemed where they are instead of schlepping them, and the money, the coins that you redeem them with, must be brought to Yerushalayim to eat fruits in Yerushalayim. Now, what we're about to discuss now is the fact that being that it's not so obvious to anyone besides the owner which trees are Arla from the first 3 years, which trees are Neta Revai from the fourth year, again, there's a difference in how you treat those fruits. The Mishnah is about to teach us, at least according to the Tanakhama, that you must always make it clear which fruits are Arla, and therefore Aser, and which fruits are Neta Revai, and therefore they must be treated with holiness and brought to Yerushalayim, or redeemed, and the money brought to Yerushalayim. Says the Mishnah, Kerem Revai Mitzainin Oso Bekozizos Adama. A fourth year vineyard, again, Neta Revai, is marked with clumps of earth. You place them next to the vineyard and then you make it clear, this is Neta Revai, therefore anything that grows there must be brought to Yerushalayim or redeemed in the money brought to Yerushalayim. Vishel Arla Becharsis. But an orchard of Arla is marked with clay. You take this earthenware kind of materials, you put that next to it, and everyone's going to know that those fruits are Arla, and therefore completely usur to be eaten, to be consumed. Finishing off the section of the Mishnah, Vishal Kevaros, Besid, Umimacha, Vishofech, and graves are marked with lime, which is mixed with water, and poured ultimately over the graves. Again, this is just to make sure that a person who's stepping over these graves know that they're graves and avoid becoming tame. Now, according to this opinion, even though the owner himself knows which fruits are Arla and which fruits are Neta Revai, we're concerned that someone walking on the street who's stealing, right, if he just takes your fruit and doesn't ask you, or if he asks you, you'll just tell him it's Arla or Neta Revai. If he just takes it, he's a goslin, he's a ganif, he stole from you. But according to the first Tana of our Mishnah, the first opinion in our Mishnah, we're still concerned with such a person. We still want to prevent him from sinning even more than he already is. And therefore, we want to make it clear to him that this is Arla and this is Neta Revai. The next Tana, however, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, is going to disagree with this premise of the Tanakhama. Says the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, B'mad Zvarim Amurim, when is it true that Revai and Arla trees must be clearly marked and shown this is Arla versus this which is Neta Revai? Bashvius. Says Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, that's only true during the Shemitah year, when anyway everything, like we learned previously, is hefker, is ownerless. Anyone can take anything without being a ganav, without being a gazlan, and therefore, says Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, you only need to prevent a person from sinning if anyway everyone's taking the fruits and everyone's taking the crops because it's Shemitah. But if it's a regular year, one of the first 6 years, when someone's stealing from you, you have no achrayas, you have no responsibility, says Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, to make sure that such a person doesn't sin. Now, everyone agrees, both opinions, that at least during Shemitah, these trees need to be marked to prevent people from sinning. The Mishnah now is going to conclude by telling us the practice of certain holy people who owned Revai trees during Shemitah. Says the Mishnah, Vehatsnuim, and the holy, pious people who wanted to prevent people from sinning even if they didn't have to do so. They did not rely on just marking their Revai. What did they do? Minichin es hama'os va'omrim. They would set aside coins and they would say, Kol hanilkat mizeh yehei mechulol al hama'os ha'elu. Any Revai that is picked from this orchard should be redeemed onto this coin. These coins. And in this way, any fruits eventually taken from the orchard were redeemed and that's permitted to be eaten. So even if someone knows that it's Revai, takes them anyway because he doesn't care, it's still mutter, it's still permitted because those crops have already been redeemed onto the coins. Now, as we move on to Parakei Mishnah Beis, generally speaking, when it comes to Netzer Revai, just like when it comes to Maaser Sheni, the owner of Revai fruits has the ability, again, to either bring them to Yerushalayim and eat them there, or redeem them onto coins and then bring that money to Yerushalayim. However, the Mishnah is about to teach us that the Chachamim, Chazal, the rabbis decreed that in certain places, the Revai fruits themselves must be brought to Yerushalayim and they may not be redeemed. Says the Mishnah, Kerem Revai Haya Ola Li Yerushalayim. The produce of this Revai, this fourth year fruits, would be brought up to Yerushalayim and not redeemed. Mahalich yom echad lechol tzad. If it grew within a 1 day's journey or 1 day's travel in any direction from Yerushalayim. So if it's within 1 day's travel of Yerushalayim, you got to bring the fruits themselves to Yerushalayim and you can't redeem them. The reason for this is because since those traveling to Yerushalayim from within a day's journey, right, they would bring their own fruit to eat. They would not need to buy any in Yerushalayim, and there would be more fruit there for anyone else. However, the rabbis did not want to put people to the trouble of bringing fruit to Yerushalayim if it took more than a day's travel to reach the city, because again, that would be too difficult for them to do. Continues the Mishnah, the Ezohi Tzchuman, what were the boundaries of this area that was considered to be within 1 day's journey to Yerushalayim? Again, this is before they had cars or any real significant mode of transportation. Elas min hadarom, Elas from the south part. This is not to be confused with Elat, which is not really part of Eretz Yisrael in the holy sense, in the Kedusha sense, in the Torah sense, but Elas is a different place, which is 1 day's journey from the southern part of Yerushalayim. The Akrabas min Hatzafon, Akrabas is from the north 1 day until there, is considered to be from the north, from Yerushalayim to there. Lod min Hamarav, Lod from the west. The Hayardim in Hamizrach and the Jordan River from the east. Any place within these 4 points is within a day's travel of Yerushalayim, and the produce growing there had to be brought to Yerushalayim. They can't redeem them from Yerushalayim. They can't redeem them before coming to Yerushalayim. However, Umisharabu HaPeirus says the Mishnah, but when fruit became plentiful in the markets of Yerushalayim, the whole reason why they initially made this decree was because people they needed fruits brought to Yerushalayim. But says the Mishnah, once there were many fruits brought in the markets of Yerushalayim, then it was no longer necessary for the Revai to be brought to the city to ensure that there was a lot of fruit there. Hiskinu shehei nifde samach lechoma. The rabbis then said, no, they canceled the original decree, and they said, no, that you may redeem the fruits for Netzer Revai, even if you live just outside the wall of Yerushalayim. However, utinai hayadavar, there was a condition attached to this new decree, she'emosai she'yirtsu yachzor hadavar l'kmos shahaya, that whenever the rabbis of a future generation, they would want to restore the original decree, they would want to prohibit people from within a day's journey of redeeming their fruits, the law should return to what it was before. They said that if in the future there's going to be a necessity, a need for this law to be brought back, that it should absolutely be brought back. However, Rabbi Yossi says he disagrees in how and why this was originally canceled. He says, Mishacharav Beis HaMikdash Hoya Tanai Hazeh. Rather, it was after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed that the rabbis canceled the decree and they added this condition. Utenai Haya Emasai Shibana Beis HaMikdash Yachzor Hadavar Lichmos Shahaya. And the condition was that when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, Emir Tzah Hashem, Pimhei Rabbi Yomeinu, Amen. The law will return to what it was before. That when the Beis HaMikdash is brought back, then people are not going to be able to redeem their netar revai, their produce from within a day's journey of Yerushalayim. They're going to have to bring the fruits to Yerushalayim itself. Quick review. Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph discussed machlokes regarding whether or not you need to always mark your revai and your orla trees to make sure that people that pass by, according to the first Tanakhim, you got to make sure that if someone's going to steal from you, he still should know this is orla, which is usher to eat, and this is netar revai, which must be brought to Yerushalayim. However, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel said no, that the only time that you need to mark them is during the Shemitah year, because then everyone's going to be taking anyway. No, they're not a gazlan. Everyone's, it's all hefker, it's all ownerless, anyone can take. And therefore, only then, says Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, must you mark out which trees, which fruits are arla, and which fruits are netar revai. Then the Mishnah concluded by telling us the pious acts of the holy people during Shemitah, when they're concerned that maybe people are still going to take the netar revai, and they would actually redeem all of their fruits, the netar revai fruits, onto coins from the beginning. And therefore, anyone who does steal or take the revai fruits are going to be off the hook, because again, those fruits are not permitted, because they were redeemed onto the coins that they have. And then Perkei Mishnah Beis taught us that the initial rule that the netar revai can only be redeemed if you live further than a day's journey from Yerushalayim. If you're within a day's journey of Yerushalayim, then you would initially have to bring those fruits to Yerushalayim. And the Mishnah then gave us the exact measurements and the direction of what's considered a day's journey from Eilat in the south, Akrabas in the north, Lod from the west, and the Jordan River from the east. And then there was a machlokas about exactly what happened next. According to everyone, this decree of needing a one day's journey to redeem was initially canceled right away. And the question is why? According to one opinion, it's because there was so much fruit being brought in the marketplaces of Yerushalayim that they didn't need all these extra revai fruits, and therefore they said, okay, that for now you can get rid of the fruits and you can redeem them no matter where you live, no matter where you're coming from, even right outside of Yerushalayim. But they made the decree, they made the condition that it can always be brought back if in case there is a shortage in the future of fruit in Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yossi disagreed and said no, that the decree was canceled when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and the added condition was that when the Beis HaMikdash Yemir Tashem is rebuilt, then ultimately this decree will come about once again, that if you live within a day's journey of Yerushalayim, then you must bring the fruits to Yerushalayim and not redeem them in Yerushalayim. Have a great day.